The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Coming to a network near you this fall, the wacky, crazy world of the Adelsons. Don't miss as Donna Adelson gets on crazy phone calls with Charlie. What happens next? No one knows. Kind of how it feels when we're talking about the Adelson family and the interesting moves that they continue to make as charges continue to be levied against the family. Now, of course, Donna Adelson facing those conspiracy murder charges after her son Charlie was found guilty. And here's the fun part about this one. The attorney that Donna has just hired, same one. Same one that worked with Charlie. Same one that really didn't succeed with Charlie. Charlie's in jail for the rest of his life. Why keep going down that road with the same horse? I think that's the question a lot of us are wondering right now. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. What was your reaction when you found out that the counsel is Charlie's? He's back in his second chair, but it's still there.
Well, I think that they're keeping him on board because he has so much background on this case, right? He's taken it to trial. He knows this case inside and out, and it takes hours and hours and hundreds of thousands of dollars really to catch somebody up on a case like this. So I think that they're bargaining that he can be more helpful than hurtful.
It's not a bad idea. It's essentially you have your consultant with you, if you will, on this. Okay, well, we need to get from point A to point B, which may take originally took the attorney, you know, several days, a lot of work. He already has the answer to some of these questions. Let's use that knowledge and the work that we've already done to help us going forward. But this is going to be a very different trial, if in fact we do get to trial. It's not some sort of a plea deal made. Let's talk about that a little bit. The arguments that were made for Charlie are going to be very different than arguments that may be made for Donna. Where do you think that's going to go, and what direction or strategy do you think the attorneys for Donna Adelson are going to take?
Well, I think it's going to be a less stiff road to climb than Charlie. I mean, Charlie's case was so strong. And, you know, the biggest thing that really got her in so much trouble was the fleeing. You know, anytime you try to run, that typically is a sign of what we love to call consciousness of guilt.
Yeah.
And that's what that showed. You know, there's a lot of other strong evidence that we saw throughout the trial. I think that if she's smart, she'll take a plea, but I don't think she will. I think this is going to trial.
You think she's just so dug in and believes that she's so right that it's almost beneath her to take a plea? Is this more of an ego play with her more than anything else?
Yeah, I think it's a huge ego play. And, you know, we saw this by their discussions on the jury members. Mm-hmm. I mean, how they feel, how elitist they truly think they are.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, those Those were entertaining, to say the least, when we were seeing what they were saying about the jury. One of the comments, one of the statements that Charlie made, there were five black women on the jury, one black guy that was a sergeant, one kind of redneck looking a little bit, and then three guys that looked like they were inbred, that were like out of shape, 30 years old, look like they've never had a girl in their life. And there's, it goes on and on and on. And it's an echo chamber that they seem to live in on these phone calls. And so many of them now out there for public consumption of, hey, you know, you were great. You got 95 on that. They never get to the merits of anything. It's just kind of a lot of, you were great. You were great. No, you were great. Everybody found us to be disgusting and guilty, but you were great. That's kind of how this works. Is that, I mean, that dynamic right there, is that the bubble that's been created with these people, where why we are seeing a whole family being looked at very closely for this conspiracy to commit murder because of that echo chamber that they all seem to live within?
Well, an echo chamber of narcissistic behavior.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, where they just really think of themselves as being completely untouchable, and they're going to outsmart everyone. And in other words, to put down the jury like they did, first of all, how about just talking on these phones, thinking that nobody's going to intercept them and listen to these calls? I mean, this is law enforcement 101 yeah. on a case like this. I'm going to be down there getting those tapes every single week and listening to them on my in the car and listening to them constantly with my headphones, right? And they're going to hear every word they have to say, but yet they're so smart, they can outsmart everybody. But they put comments, you know, they make comments and continue to talk. So, you know, they're just burying themselves. And it really, though, does give insight as to why they think they can win, even though they can't win.
It really does. I mean, is this an example of probably just how frustrating it must be to be an attorney for the Adelsons? Because I can't imagine there's any attorney out there that's saying, hey, those calls, those are fun. Keep doing them. It's like, shut up. Stop talking. Don't do this. But I'm going to guess it's being met by the Adelsons with, we know better than you. We're going to do what we're going to do. Because clearly, that is common sense. They didn't realize that all these things were going to be released is just kind of baffling. And why no counsel said, shut up, you don't do that. Or if you want to communicate, here's ways you can communicate in private. But I'm assuming never heeded those warnings. Or it's really bad counsel that hasn't told them to shut up.
Right. Obviously, we can't be inside of what those discussions were. But wow, either they're completely ignoring good advice or they're not getting any advice. Yeah. But it seems to me like just from the totality of that case that they know it all and that they're going to continue to believe that they're smarter and wiser than everyone and just let it shake out where it may. I would love to see what their conversations are 10 years from now when they're both likely behind bars.
What I'm wondering about Donna Adelson's upcoming trial, the defense that they could put up. I mean, one that would honestly make the most sense if you're just completely out for yourself, Donna Adelson may be. I mean, we're talking a lot of narcissism here, but almost like familial narcissism within a system. So this, I think, makes this a little bit more of a stretch is, will Donna basically throw Charlie under the bus going, look, I was just the grandmother. I've heard him say weird things. He's kind of, you know, got a hot head, said this or that. I never took it seriously. I thought it was just him, you know, blowing off steam. And did I talk about this back and forth with him or my husband? Sure, but I didn't think it was going to be anything. I mean, that could be a fairly valid defense or at least something to go at with when she hits the courtroom.
Well, I'm sure she'll try to, you know, play the role. I can just picture her already with the, you know, with the white shirt, with the neck clear up to the chin, you know, looking as grandmotherly and weak and as they can make her look. But I don't think it's going to fly with all we know on this case and with her actions on this case. Her consciousness of guilt is out there for all to see, and that's going to be one of the highlights of the trial.
What about the other family members that are still out there? Specifically, I mean, we know we've talked about Wendy. That's I'm talking about her in a second, but her husband, Donna Adelson's husband, he was there at the airport, ready to get on that airplane and fly away with Donna. You can hear him in the background of a lot of those calls. Sometimes he does speak. Like I've said a few times, he reminds me of Peanuts. He's kind of in the background. Wah, 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 wah. And then she goes off and he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So if nothing, he's certainly aware, I would think, of what was going on or what Donna has been conspiring to do or allegedly conspiring to do. How come there hasn't been any charges against him at this point? Or are they kind of just sitting back waiting and going, well, these guys like to incriminate themselves. Let's just do that. Let them do that on their own. And we'll get them when it's time.
Right. I think that that could be right. Exactly what you said, kind of giving them enough rope to hang themselves, as the saying goes. The other thing is, it does take a while to build up a case like that. You know, that would be a case that would be aiding and abetting, harboring type of an allegation. And, you know, there would be a lot to prove on that to make that kind of a case fly in this situation. I'll be interested to see how this really plays out and if he ends up doing himself in just like she did.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.